You're listening to Reflections West with David Moore and Lisa Simon.
Featuring stories and ideas of a diverse American West. This week we're reading a reflection from Kaya Judah Nelson, a student from the University of Montana, Missoula. Her focus on environmental studies prompts her to reflect on humans in nature and finding silence there. She writes,
"As I was growing up, I thought I couldn't get out of Missoula, Montana fast enough. Yet, somehow, I quickly found myself back here. I left school in Boston after only 4 months and returned to help take care of a family situation. I was not sure that this was where I wanted to be. I didn't mind leaving the big city. I was hungry for some semblance of earth besides the heavily fertilized patches of grass that decorated gray sidewalks. I surely wouldn't miss the maze of linear pathways connecting concrete slabs to cold stone buildings. So I was back, going to school in my hometown, acting as the tin can telephone between relatives, refriending high school peers, and wandering around aimlessly, feeling lonely. And then, almost suddenly, I wasn't lonely. There were the mountains that greeted me every morning as I biked down the hill to campus. There was the Lolo Forest, where I found myself amid the snowy trees, or in a meadow observing a crust of ice over a tiny creek. Everything was so silent, so completely silent I could hear only my own heart thumping from its exertions. How many people get to experience absolute silence? We do. Here in the state that is often overlooked by the outside world because of its vastness. Yet, this vastness provides company as well as solace."
We paired Judah Nelson's reflection with an excerpt from Tony Abeita's essay, Tsongkhawi's Trail. Abeita is a Navajo painter, and the trail he describes passes by the ancient Pueblo village of Tsongkhawi in New Mexico.
Abeita describes it as a sacred place, where spirits of past and present parallel infinitely. He writes,
"From this vantage point, I can see the whole Pueblo world below and beyond. I see that serpentine river that emerges from a dark canyon to the north. The Navajo call this our glittering world. I grab a handful of those tiny, transparent crystals from the powdery ashen trail at my feet. They are all gently strewn throughout this sunlit summit, all to contemplate, to arouse inspiration. I continue my own meandering journey, knowing that my time is ending as winter approaches, and I must now leave as the air turns colder. I follow this trail as many have for hundreds of years, instinctually remembering their exact rhythmic pace of foot pattern upon this path. I stop and smile as I look skyward, knowing that night will come and echo in this constellation, an equally random display of shimmering stars upon that deep and absorbent blackness. Those are the stars that will surely recognize their likeness on these sacred grounds. Look as this array pulsates and shimmers all in unison, above and below. This moon's light reflects back, and with its sliver of a smile, it remembers that it all changes so quickly. It knows that we as a people come and go and leave our ephemeral trails then. All the rest will magically stay the same."
A passage by Tony Abeita.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Osteen, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana and the Western Heritage Center, a place to reimagine the cultures of the American West.
All of our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.